This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Inshallah, very brief and short khatira today about a very basic topic, a topic that should all, inshallah, be reminded every once in a while. And that is the concept of hamd and the blessings of hamd. Alhamdulillah, every khutbah, every lecture, alhamdulillah. The Quran begins with alhamdulillah. So what is hamd? And why should we be constantly saying it? And what does the Quran and Sunnah tell us about the blessings of hamd? Allah Azza wa Jal chose to begin the Quran with this phrase, alhamdulillah. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala tells us that hamd is due to Him. Hamd is due to Him unconditionally. There is no other entity that hamd is due to unconditionally. We may do hamd to somebody at a time and a place and for a reason specifically, but Allah, hamd is due unconditionally, and only to Allah, hamd is due unconditionally. وَلَهُ الْحَمْدُ فِي الْأُولَى وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ To Allah belongs the hamd from the beginning of time till the end of times. وَلَهُ الْحَمْدُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَفِي الْأَرْضِ To Allah belongs the hamd in the heavens and in the earth. Time and space means nothing. Hamd is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is hamd? Ibn al-Qayyim says, hamd is the highest praise that the tongue gives while the heart is in awe and in majesty. The highest praise that the tongue gives because of the blessings or because of the status of the object that is praised, while the heart is full of ijlal, of majesty and of respect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So hamd means you are praising an entity, the highest form of praise, while your heart is full of humility and of awe, and the being that you praise is worthy of being praised. This is what hamd means. And that's why the name of our Prophet ﷺ is Muhammad, that he is worthy of being praised for his attributes. And his name is Ahmed, he is worthy of the highest form of human praise. But Allah is Al-Hamid, and that is, as we said, unconditional hamd is to Allah. Any other being, conditional hamd. He's praised for specific things. He's praised for a time and a place. But Allah is Al-Hamid. He is due hamd at all times and all places. And so Allah Azza wa Jal informs us that the angels are constantly doing hamd, even around the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَتَرَى الْمَلَائِكَةَ حَافِينَ فِي حَوْلَ الْعَرْشِ يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ وَقِيلَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ Around the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the angels, they are gathering and they're going around and around, and they are saying, أَلْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ The hadith tells us that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created our father Adam alayhi salam, and when Allah blew the ruh into Adam, the ruh went from his head down, and when it entered into his face, it tickled his nose. And so before his body could move, his face became conscious. The first thing our father said, Alhamdulillah. So the first phrase ever uttered by the human being, the first genus of speech, was Alhamdulillah. And Allah responded, Yarhamukallah ya Adam. Allah shall have mercy on you, O Adam. Yarhamukallah ya Adam. This was the first speech that Allah gave to any mankind. The default is that Allah's mercy is going to surround you. And the default of us, we're praising Allah. Alhamdulillah. The first thing that our father said, fitratan, he wasn't taught. It came from him. Alhamdulillah. Every single human being wants to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah. And Allah Azza wa Jal mentions in the Quran about the Prophet Nuh alayhi salam, فَإِذَا اسْتَوَيْتَ أَنْتَ وَمَنْ مَعَكَ عَلَى الْفُلْكِ فَقُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ When you get on the ship that is going to save you, say Alhamdulillah. So you and your followers, O Nuh, say Alhamdulillah. And Allah tells us in the Quran, when Ibrahim alayhi salam built the Kaaba, what did he say when he finished building the Kaaba? Alhamdulillahi alladhi wahaba li ala al-kibri Ismaila wa Ishaq. Alhamdulillah, he has given me all of this, and he's given me Ismaila and Ishaq, even though I'm so old. When he finishes building the Kaaba, he says, Alhamdulillah. When Dawood and Sulaiman, they are looking at what Allah has blessed them with, they're looking at the entirety of their kingdom, what do they say? Waqala, the both of them said, الحمد لله الذي فضلنا على كثير من عباده المؤمنين. الحمد لله, He has given us so much more than any others we have been given. الحمد لله. The prophets are saying الحمد لله. In the Quran, multiple times our Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is commanded, وقل الحمد لله. Say الحمد لله. And we learn from the Hadith, our Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, when he would wake up in the middle of the night, he would wipe his sleepiness off his face, wake up for tahajjud. The first thing he would say, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all of the prophets, they are saying their hamd. And the Quran tells us that Allah should be praised for everything. Alhamdulillah, الذي خلق السماوات والأرض. Alhamdulillah, He created the heavens and the earth. Alhamdulillah, الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب. Alhamdulillah, He has sent the book down to us. Alhamdulillah, الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. All praise is due to Allah. He guided us to this religion of Islam. Alhamdulillah, He guided us to Islam. We would not be guided without the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah is the constant praise we say. Alhamdulillah, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that no entity loves hamd more than Allah. So He has hamd Himself, and He's commanded us to do hamd of Him. Allah has praised Himself in the Quran, and He's commanded us to do hamd of Him. And our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is no blessing that a person is given to which he says Alhamdulillah, except that the blessing of hamd is bigger than the blessing that was given to him. I want to repeat this hadith here. When you're given something good, when you're given, you see something and you say Alhamdulillah, the reward you get for Alhamdulillah is more important and more blessed than the reason why you said Alhamdulillah. That's what the Prophet is saying. Your hamd is more blessed and is more precious than what you are saying hamd for. So understand this point. Yes, say Alhamdulillah, but the hamd is actually more important than that entity that you have said hamd for. And our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, hadith is in Tirmidhi, أفضل الذكر لا إله إلا الله وأفضل الدعاء الحمد لله. The best ذكر لا إله إلا الله, and the best دعاء الحمد لله. دعاء here means the best way to praise Allah. دعاء is means also praising Allah, and دعاء means asking Allah. There's two types of دعاء. So أفضل الذكر لا إله إلا الله وأفضل الدعاء Alhamdulillah. The best way you can praise Allah is by saying Alhamdulillah. And that's why every blessing that we get, we should say Alhamdulillah. The Prophet ﷺ said, Allah loves when a servant of His gets a blessing, he says Alhamdulillah. And it is mentioned in our books of history and athar that Nuh alayhi salam, every luqma, every morsel of food he would eat, and every sip of water, he would say Alhamdulillah. Not at the end of the meal. Every single morsel, Alhamdulillah, taken out, Alhamdulillah, every time. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran that, remember our servant Nuh, innahu kana abdan shakura. He was a thankful servant. By the way, quick footnote here, shukr and hamd, they are similar but different. Shukr is always done in return for something done to you. So you are showing thanks because something has been done to you. As for hamd, even if nothing has been done, hamd is due. Hamd is due because of the one you are praising. He is worthy of hamd. So even if we did not exist, Allah is worthy of hamd. As for shukr, it's always a retaliation or giving back. When you have been shown, you show shukr to somebody. And shukr is also done in your actions. But hamd is a higher concept. And hamd is not done in actions. Hamd, you cannot repay back. It is simply an acknowledgement of the praise, an acknowledgement of the majesty, an acknowledgement of the status of the entity that you are praising. Alhamdulillah, oh Allah, you are so perfect. I'm acknowledging your majesty. I am submitting to your perfection. That's what alhamd means. And so alhamd has all of these blessings here. It is narrated that once the Prophet ﷺ was praying, praying, and he stood up in the salah. He says, "Sami'a Allahu liman hamida." Allah hears the one who does hamd of him. Hearing here means Allah pays attention, and Allah will send blessings, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless the one praising him. So a new companion, he stood up, he heard the Prophet say this, so he said, Alhamdulillahi hamdan kathiran tayyiban mubarakan fihi mubarakan alayhi mil' as-samawati wa mil' al-ardi wa mil' ma shi'ta min shay'in ba'd. So he made a beautiful hamd, right? Alhamdulillah to the amount of the heavens and earth, and to the amount of the entire creation, and to the amount of everything beyond this. Hamd that is pure, and hamd that is good, and hamd that is exalted. So he made a phrase of a hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet, when he finished the salah, he said, "Who said that alhamdulillah? Who said it?" Everybody became scared. So then the Prophet said, "Who said it? For by Allah he said good." So then the man said, "Ya Rasulullah, it was me." So the Prophet said, "I swear I saw 30 angels write what you said and racing back to Allah. Which one can show him your phrase the first? Which one can show him what you said the first?" Meaning, when you say alhamd from the heart and you say it in such a pure manner, even the angels get happy and they rush back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give the good news that this is your servant that is doing hamd of you. And in the hadith in Abu Musnad Imam Ahmad, the Prophet said, Allah loves the servant who does hamd of him. Allah loves the servant who's constantly doing hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to summarize, hamd is the concept of the tongue acknowledging the perfection and the majesty of the one that is being praised. And only Allah is due hamd unconditionally. You may praise somebody, as we said, for something specific. Yes, unconditional hamd. Alhamdu, only for Allah. Alhamdulillah. So we're supposed to say hamd in the morning and evening. And we're supposed to say hamd for every single reason. And we begin everything with hamd. And we end everything with hamd. And that's why in the Quran, when the people of Jannah enter Jannah, what do they say? Alhamdulillahilladhi adhaba 'anna al-hazan. The first thing they say when they enter Jannah, alhamdulillah. And in the Quran, what do the people of Jannah say throughout? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, da'wahum fiha subhanakallahum wa tahiyyatuhum fiha salam wa akhiru da'wahum alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Throughout Jannah, all the people are doing is their dhikr and tasbih and salam. And the last thing they say, last here means they're always going to finish everything with hamd. The last thing they say, alhamdulillah. So hamd, even in Jannah, will continue. When we enter Jannah, we will say alhamd. And in our conversations, we will say hamd. And we're going to finish everything with hamd. So indeed, alhamd is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We pray that Allah azza wa jal makes us of those who constantly do hamd. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us of those who do hamd in this dunya and who say hamd upon entering Jannah and who say hamd throughout their time in Jannah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Innal muslimina wal muslimati wal mu'minina wal mu'minati wal qanitina wal qanitati was sadiqina was sadiqati was sabirina was sabirati wal khashi'ina wal khashi'at والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما.